Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
It is the big one because now joining me in the studio, oh my God, I'm so excited. It's Jacob.
Hey, everybody listening all across Australia. I'm John.
I'm Edward.
And here we are, Jedward, and we are here to bring joy into your life.
Oh my God. I think the big trouble I'm going to have is actually getting a word in edgewise. The Fabulous Boys are here, and I tell you what, people are so excited.
Oh my God.
I think everyone's really excited because it's like your 20 year anniversary birthday.
It is.
Got so much sweets. We walked into the radio station. We were like, whoa, is there a party going on there?
Everybody here is so positive and so excited and so awesome.
I think it's because that not only the fact that we're so excited and so awesome already, we have the awesome boys here playing with us today.
We came all the way from Ireland. Now we're like here. And then we're in Sydney. Then we're in Perth. Now we're here. And we spent like loads of crazy stuff on.
But it's amazing. I feel like we're here in Melbourne right now. Like, it's a really, really cool city. Like, there's so much stuff to do. And everywhere
you go. It's so weird because, like, usually in Dublin, there's only like one street to buy stuff. Like, here, there's like so much streets. There's usually only one Nando's. Here, there's like a bloody 50. Like,
now,
it's crazy.
Now, I know. I heard.
What'd you hear?
I heard a little story that when you boys were getting on the plane, you packed so much stuff. You had to pay excess baggage coming over.
It was like 1,200 from Dublin to here. Then from Sydney to Perth, it was like 500.
Well, basically, we're going
then
to
from Perth to here, it was 500. And guess what? Our suitcase smashed because it was so full.
I think we have a bag.
And then we went up to the desk and we were like, our bag kind of got damaged on the flight. So they're going to send us a new bag.
But I think we actually brought like way too much socks and underwear.
Yes, yeah, so we were looking through all our luggage and literally brought about.
I think we have like about over 100 pairs of socks. Like, I'm like, who packed those socks?
Yeah, like I never knew there was so much socks. I think because the stuff in the suitcase, like socks, are not like super.
Like
expensive.
I'm at home trying to look for a pair of one socks, and then like I'm like, where do these socks come from? Do they come from like a secret Narnia?
Yeah, and I have all countries to wear socks. I don't think Australia, like you wear like.
I don't think you're gonna need them now. I also a little birdie told me that you've been having a great time in Sydney doing lots and lots of shopping. So I'm a little bit scared about when you eventually go home. I think you're gonna need about an extra 50 suitcases.
I think we're just gonna wear like 50 jackets. We're gonna look like
we're just gonna change our underwear and change our socks every like three times a day just to get rid of those socks and underpants.
For everyone listening to this right now, we're John and Edward. We did Eurovision twice, did X Factor, did all the crazy stuff, and we got spiky hair. We're the first people to have spiky hair.
Oh yes, way before
Pink
Miley.
Pink copied us.
Way before Adam Lambert.
Yeah, Adam Lambert has our hair.
And speaking of Adam Lambert, we've got the glam bit herself in the studio,
I'm
Katie.
Here. Right on cue.
Who's very excited because she got to interview the boys on Joy. Like, you rang in especially.
Katie and us go long back. Katie's like the original person to interview us.
Yeah, we did a special on Joy after Radiothon because I challenged the Adam Lambert fans and the Jedward fans to donate money to Joy.
Yes.
And whoever raised the most money would get a 1 hour special.
And guess what?
Jedward fans won.
And I found out about it. I was on Twitter in Ireland, and then basically I called you guys up, and I was trying to get through, and I got through. So I was very proud of myself.
You called it like 3 minutes before the show was supposed to end.
It was totally epic.
And we ended
really
up speaking for 15 minutes. It was great.
I'm serious. Your radio station has such good views. Like, seriously.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can see everything from here. I wish our hotel had good views like this.
Now, I think Katie has a little bit of a Lambert question for you. When you wanted to talk to the boys
Look, I know you're big fans of Adam Lambert, like I am.
We're big fans, so many people
are. Do you know he's on Glee right now? You guys should be on Glee.
I saw that because I saw on Twitter or something, there was a picture of him. That's really great because he's got a really good voice, and he did a song with Avicii called Lay Me Down.
I know,
like
that. It's awesome, isn't it?
We heard it before it came out, and it was really exciting because he said he was going to work with a DJ, and that as a DJ he worked with. So yeah, I think he's.
I hope you guys get to meet him again.
Yeah, we've met him
because
so
I love
times.
Seeing photos of the three hairstyles.
Yes, and he's like our Jedward ambassador.
It's always really cool. It's always really cool with me.
It's so weird because we used to go to countries and it used to be a shock moment. It's like, whoa, their hair, what's going on with spiky hair? But now because so much people are like,
I feel like
sporting
me and
our hairdo, it's like not as shocking.
I feel like we've inspired a generation to like have really, really cool hair. I feel like before this, all guys were kind of like, what do I do with my hair? What do I do with my hair? And we never kind of put our tongues and said, it's like, okay.
How long does it take to do it? How much product?
It didn't take long at all.
It's mostly hairspray. Everything's a gel. So I think like hairspray.
Right now it's small.
The sales of hairspray went up like 1,000% in our
Well, in Australia, especially after we saw you doing lipstick.
Yeah,
I know. It's so weird because so many people on the street recognize us and they don't know where they know us from, but they know it's us.
I feel like
guess what last night? We jumped on the tram, and it was crazy.
Do you know how popular Eurovision is here in Australia?
We know how popular. It's probably the most popular place in the world. I think Australia
is so
crazy.
Because you go to these MTV Music Awards. We were at the European Music Awards like 2 weeks ago, and like not even as much people watch that. So like literally more people have seen us.
Like
then.
More people watch Eurovision than they do watch the Grammys, the Oscars.
Oh, totally.
The Royal Wedding, everything.
Especially
what's happening
here
in your
Australia.
Purple?
Yes, I know. I'm a bit of a people girl. I've been in Adelaide for the weekend for a big gay festival with Joy, so it's been fabulous.
So you dyed your hair?
Yes, and I was didn't have time to actually. I was going to do your
hair. Loads of our fans want us to dye our hair like blue, red, lilac, loads of different colours. What do you guys think? Should we do that sometime?
No, I like it the way it is. You've got the colours in your clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And your shoes.
Now where we are wearing blue high tops. We got them like, thanks for a direct answer, okay? Uh-huh. And we're wearing red trousers and we're wearing a black top, but usually we wear something shiny.
Well, the other thing that you also have, lots of, you're talking about fabulous clothes changes. The amount of jackets that you boys go through in a day must be amazing.
Yeah, it's really great because we get loads of clothes that look really, really good, but don't necessarily cost that much. So but probably we get like about 8 outfits for
me and John, we're not scared of like buying a jacket for like not that expensive and then putting studs in it and making it look good.
Like sometimes we can buy like a denim jacket for like $10.
But we've got an amazing Australian fan, okay? She's really cool. Her name's Fiona and she gives us like loads of cool clothes in the airport.
She made the really cool jacket that you wore on Sunrise last year.
Yeah, she made the shiny jacket. She got Australian jacket. She even got us covers for our microphones.
And Fiona was the one, well, really, who donated a lot of money to Joy so that we could have a gendered special.
We love Fiona. We love our fads. Everyone.
She helped me out with the special. She's great. And she's actually just right outside our window. And I don't think does she know we're talking about her?
She knows we're talking about her. She's out there smiling. Like,
anyway, I want to give a big shout out to all the fans that literally travelled from the UK to here to Australia. Like, literally, it's like, you always wonder, should I go to Australia? Then you come to Australia because Jedward's here. So it's always like, it's like we're all on vacation.
It's a good excuse, yeah. Yes. And there's fans here. There's fans here. We've got a few fans here. And a couple of them are from England and one's from Hong Kong.
Yes, Sherry. Mm-hmm. Sherry from Hong Kong.
There's a lot of love going on in the room, and I
Jedward
think I think we need to get into some
Young Love. Here we go.
We'll have
this
a quick listen
of
to
our
this.
Third album.
And we'll be back with the boys soon. You're on Joy. Happy birthday, Joy.
Happy birthday, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Joy.org.au for the world.
I'm so excited. It's Sammy on a Joy 94.9. It's Joy's 20th birthday and helping us celebrate Irish international pop sensation.
J to the E to the D to the word. Plaid Jedward here live on radio. Celebrate the 20 years of Joy 94.9.
Guys, okay, thanks so much for interviewing us, okay, because we've a lot of stuff to say.
We're very excited, okay? We've met amazing, inspirational people all across the world. If anybody, you name them, we've met them. Lady Gaga, Adam Lambert, Katy Perry, Led Zeppelin, Paul McCartney, Bon Jovi.
Now, Sammy.
You yes, too. Sammy. Now we're meeting you.
This is like, now, talking about inspirational people, you have met some amazing people. We know you've performed for Obama. You've carried the torch for the Olympics. Like, you know, where to from here? I mean,
I feel like me and Eric,
who haven't you met that you're just going to go, right, that's the next one?
I feel like for the rest of the world, me and Eric are always going to inspire people. We're going to go all over the world, meet all the biggest world leaders.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it, all the stuff me and John have done, and we actually haven't, like, officially launched, like, worldwide. Everything's been done to, like, a really, really cool standard, like, me and John doing ourselves and stuff. Like, it's cool, and, like, me and John take the next level.
Yeah, so we're really, really excited about, like, developing our music, doing more shows, more concerts, and Australia and the future, going to all these other different places, like unknown territory.
It's so weird because
I feel like we're like
we've done so much, but still at the beginning.
We're like explorers, like we have to go all over the world. Like I feel like the whole world, like we've got.
It's like we're escaping. We're like coming to Australia. It's like we're like we're out of Europe. Let's go to Australia.
Well, you know, many many years ago, that's how Australia was started. But it was the convicts.
Yeah.
We imported you. The convicts were imported over here from the British Isles.
Oh, so you're all like super on your bad behavior. We got a song called Bad Behavior. It's actually crazy. We had like I remember our Victory album was like total pop, and then our last album was more drums. But we do acoustic covers as well. Have you seen any of our acoustic covers on YouTube?
Oh, I was actually, that was my next thing. I was just going to bring up the acoustic cover that you two did of Skyfall is absolutely beautiful.
Okay,
it is just amazing.
But it's basically kind of, I'm not saying we just learned those songs in like a couple of minutes.
Basically, me and John, we didn't get to go to the premiere of Skyfall, so we were sitting at home and we're like, let's learn this song. And then John decided to learn a guitar, and then we both learnt it, and then we were super serious. And we sang it in our
garage.
Yeah.
Shed
in our granddad's garden. It was really great.
And you've done you've also done a couple by yourself. Would you to kick him out so you could do?
It's more like John learning on the guitar, and I'm just kind of like, okay, John, I'm too busy editing.
He doesn't want
videos.
To do it. There's loads of songs I've learned that he doesn't have never even been on Jared TV because he never learned.
I think John did Maroon 5. He learned that as well.
I've learned so many songs.
The Lord song Royals.
I know Somebody's Love. I know Let Her Go. I know all those songs.
And really, you did but John's like Hey There Delilah.
Seriously, John's like a perfectionist. It's like okay, we have to do it again. I've learned it. I've learned it.
Yeah, but we just do it one take when we don't. It's cool that we do it in one take and there's no. It's not recorded in the studio or anything. It's just one take, complete live.
Speaking of interesting. clips that you've done. You did an amazing parody of Beyonce's Single Ladies 5 years ago, and you've just celebrated the anniversary of that with another upload. Was that at Madame Tussauds?
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
in Australia. Come on, all the tourists that go to like these places. And I was in Madame Tussauds dancing to the waxwork of Beyonce. I think everyone, the whole video was going, is he going to knock Beyonce over? Is he going to knock Beyonce over? But thankfully, I didn't. I was totally all over that Beyonce.
I think Beyonce's seen the video and she's like, whoa.
One day I hope to meet the real Beyonce. I think I could next time I meet Beyonce, I'll say, hey Beyonce, can you just stand there for a few seconds while I dance around you and do the Single Ladies dance? And she'll be like,
let's just say it's gonna be really awkward when John and Beyonce meet up in real life.
I think Jay-Z's gonna be like, Yo, I saw your video. I saw what you're doing with Beyonce, I didn't like it one bit, yo.
It's you were absolutely channeling Kurt from Glee when you were doing some of the moves. It was fabulous. Yeah.
But it's insane because there was actually a screen in front of me of the girls.
Oh, guess what? Guess what?
We were in a movie in Los Angeles. We were all seeing Star Trek and Kurt. Is Kurt? The guy decided to decide the hair.
He was in the movies with us.
And then Jeremy Scott was there as
well. Jeremy Scott was there, mm-hmm. And so was Kurt. We didn't really say hang to him because we didn't want to disturb him because he was
in downtown. We were kind of keeping it cool, yo.
Because literally in Los Angeles, you go to the cinema and a lot of people, like entertainment people, would be in the cinema and they all sit watching the credits. I think it's like respect for the people who made the movie.
Speaking of LA, something that not many people know about you, I mean, we watched you boys go absolutely off tap on stage with some of your amazing antics. You're so incredibly fit. You're running over 50 miles a week, and in LA you've just gone, oh, let's do a marathon.
Yes, we did that. We were working out. We needed to tone up
basically
a bit.
Me and I, we were fit because we had a lot of cons on, but we're going to start getting really, really fit. Not in a kind of like, whoa, I want to get really, really big, just
but in a like, whoa, check me out, I'm on the beach.
Yeah, like I want to get really like good, better endurance and get like even more fitter so I can like do my best and be unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's really good. You don't have to be like running marathons. You can still have loads of energy, like positive energy. You don't have to be like running.
I feel like you just got
to
go out into the world, open your eyes, look around you and realize that nothing is that bad.
Everything's always okay.
I think that's like, interesting.
Another thing for all the listeners, another thing, okay, you got to always realize that maybe your thoughts might be negative, but everything around you isn't negative. So you got to look around into the world and realize that you can make the change.
And you're change your point of view.
Yes. See, POV. Point of view. Here it is. POV.
This is Jedward. They're POV. Live in the studio.
Off my album, Young Love.
You're on Joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We are Jed and we are here live in studio. What's up?
Oh my God, it's so exciting. Point of view, we were talking about all your different points of view and you boys just have this amazing positivity towards the world, don't
you? Yes, we do. But I think that comes out when we're on stage as well. Like me and John, we have a concert in Melbourne this Saturday in the Palais Theatre. So everyone check it out. And it's really, really fun. Loads of energy and all the fans really, really like it because a lot of fans, usually we go to concerts and people say the exact same stuff. Me and John always have a really good outlook on our concerts and we make everyone happy.
I feel like me and I, we're only 22 and we still have like another like at least 80 years to go in our lives. So,
and just hopefully by the time we get really old, they've come up with like new cures of like making people so we can live forever.
Now, something really serious I want to talk to you boys about that, you know, that happens to a lot of people, especially in our community, growing up a little bit different. And you boys are just so out there and so wild and so amazing. You suffered a lot of bullying at school and you've managed to stay so amazing and so positive and such a great outlook on the world.
When we're in school, like, people like bullying you and stuff. I think it's just more people don't really understand you or they might be intimidated by you. But me and John were always cool because we had each other. Weren't we, John?
Yeah, no, I just feel like bullying is like a really, really big deal in school and it's just like so unnecessary, but it just, I don't know, I just feel like some people find the need to bully others just to make them, I don't know what the reason why they do it, but I just feel like it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, people need to be more supportive for people that are being bullied because it is like a big deal.
I feel like it just comes down to being a leader. I feel like people need to start being leaders and actually owning who they are and not conforming to everyone around them. It's good to be a leader and go out and do your own thing and do what you want to do. I feel like when you're in school, everyone just kind of fall in the crowd and kind of all just kind of,
because everyone's trying to fit in and be part of the group.
So I feel like in the world, everyone needs to just start all doing the exact same thing and actually go out and want to take that extra step to be different or extra effort. I feel like in school people just need to stand up for themselves,
because usually the ones that are being bullied are the ones that are just like
maybe I'm thinking on a different level or just different to everybody. And then when they go out into the real world, everyone really appreciates it and goes, wow, this person's thinking differently, or they're do you get me?
Because when it comes into the real world, people like people who are different and people who bring a lot of happiness into the world, not people who, because I feel like when you're in school, you think, oh, this is my life, this is how it is, this is how it's always going to be. But I feel like when you get out of school and you go into the real world, you actually find there's nothing wrong with you, that you actually are inspiring so many people all across the world who are in school and in that situation, and find there's actually nothing wrong with me.
Just don't ever feel like you're caged or like you're like basically like, oh, what am I going to do? You know, you're always fine.
So I find like people who like kind of like who get maybe like to be depressed, or some people who in school and teenagers and stuff, it's just kind of a phase, and you just need to, you will get out of it, and you just need to keep going and keep taking every day as it comes.
Like keep striving forward and forget about the past and focus into the future.
It's a fabulous message to send out.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And everyone listening to this right now, you're all amazing. You're all really, really cool.
Now, YouTube has been absolutely going off for you boys. Over 40 million hits on your YouTube channel.
It is our own personal YouTube.
Yes, I know. It's amazing.
It's actually really cool because we make a lot of fun videos. We make a lot of videos just talking so people get to know us people.
It's kind of insane because you start off on YouTube just making videos, and then you realize, wow, like we've made over 500 videos. So it's insane the way like so much people watch them. It's really, really great. And even still, like we're going to start making a lot more videos for YouTube. Like
I remember one of our concerts in Ireland, we did like the Harlem Shake and we were like literally the audience going crazy. Remember Harlem Shake was, did you ever do one here?
It was just fabulous. Then you did a great thing, Ice Ice Baby.
Oh yeah, our first singles were Vanilla Ice. I think Vanilla Ice hadn't been to the UK in like 10 years or something crazy, and then we brought him from America to the UK and he did like our first single. It was totally crazy. We're all, because Ice Ice Baby kind of, and now it's on loads of adverts, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah.
Now, of course, we all got to know you so much with Eurovision and your TV shows and Celebrity Big Brother and all that sort of stuff. Is the Jedward movie in the pipeline? Are we going to expect to see some fabulous thing?
I don't know. I think me and John would like to just do like movies, but not like a movie where it's like about Jedward. I think it'd be better to do.
I'd like to do movies. I like to write really, really funny scripts, like SNL, like really, really funny comedy movies and stuff like that. I really like to do that. I'd like to be in like sitcoms and stuff like that, and really like produce type of stuff like that. I'd like to do all that.
The world is your oyster, boys, and I know that you're very excited about your new album, which is being released early in the new year, and all original stuff for you. That must be so exciting.
Yeah, it is really exciting because it's so weird because all our fans have literally expected an album every single year, and just because we didn't have an album out this year, I think it's good because we've had time.
We've
had time to make a richer album, something that actually we can stand for and go, this is our album. Because usually me and John might not be 100% about our last album.
Because in the olden days, people used to go up, make an album every 3 years or every 4 years. So like, and even still, like people, bands like U2 and like bands make an album every 10 years.
And I think it's like something for someone to look forward to, like people who might have heard our previous music will really get into our next album.
Now, only a day ago, you released a clip for your new single, which is, I love it.
It's basically what our album, okay, I think we've made, like, on our album, normally people only make one or two videos for their album, but all of our songs on our album are all really, really upbeat and really, really solid songs. So
the last music,
they're like viral videos, so it's really cool.
The last music video we made was Can't Forget You. We made it where Backstreet Boys filmed Incomplete. Do you know Backstreet Boys video at the petrol station? And me and John, we went to the set in the middle of nowhere, and then we found a dried out lake. Do you know Demi Lovato's Skyscraper? It's like, it's like her video. We found like where the whole dried out lake was.
Absolutely fantastic. And you're rocking out the flannel
shirt.
So
every single person listening, okay, it's all about being proactive. It's all about going out in the world. The brand new day. You can make anything happen. You've got to always take the first step. Today's going to be a epic day.
It is.
It's a epic day. 20 years of Joy 94.9 here with John Nedden, celebrating the coolest radio station in Melbourne.
How about some happy birthday for us?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Joy 94.9.
Celebrating 20 years.
Guys, thank you so much for coming
in.
Joy has been Jedified.
Yes, Jedified.
We are absolutely.
You're already Jedified. You're even more Jedified. You're Jedified the person.
How about you introduce your new film clip to us. We'll play the song.
Hey guys, this is our song Can't Forget You, because we can't forget you.
I will never forget Joy 94.9.
Thanks guys so much for coming in. We love you.
Like a light in the dark, that morning when you left me in my bed. And when you walked out the door, the anymore. And I thought you were joking. Now I can't close what you've opened. Gone crazy. It's like I've left it too late. One wish to have one chance to say. What if I told you that I can't forget you? Nothing I can do will ever get you out of my head. Cause I remember everything you said. And I'm sorry that I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish I never met you. Doesn't matter what I do. I'm trying.
Find out more about Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au.